Welcome to Lectio. I am so glad that you joined me as we take a few moments to turn from our busy, hectic world and spend some time listening and focusing on God, resting in His presence and hearing Him speak. The first thing to do is make sure that you are comfortable in a comfortable position where you can relax your body and yet not fall asleep. So you want to be able to get rid of the distractions of this world and the stress that kind of hangs in our body. So take some big breaths, kind of relax it all out so that you have room in yourself to be still and to let God fill some of those places that are within you that are empty once we let go of the stuff we stuff into ourselves. So get comfortable, get relaxed, let go of your to-do lists and all the things that are going on, and God will hold them and He'll hand them back to you. You can get it all back when you're done with these moments, but in these moments, it's just you and God. Let everything else go. We long for you, Lord. We are so thankful that you have called us to these moments. We're grateful to spend this time in your presence. Help us to focus on you and let go of all our distractions and concerns. Help us to be still and know that you are God. Today for Lectio, I'm reading from the book of John, chapter 13, verses 1 to 10. I'll be reading from the NIV, from the Message, and from the New American version. And so the first, after I read the passage, I'll have a few minutes of silence for you to notice what's going on with you, what God has brought to you. Lectio is a scripture prayer. So it's using the scripture to pray. That's why it's called scripture prayer. And using God's words to pray for Him. And He's using His words to speak into your life. So you don't have to, as you notice what He brings to you, the word or phrase that comes to you, don't worry if it doesn't fit with the theme of what the story's about. This is a very, very familiar scripture. It would be really easy to get going on different commentators you've read about or books you've read that have covered this or sermons you've heard. And those are all good. There's nothing wrong with that. But in Lectio, it's actually those things distract us from hearing from God. So if you can, try to let all that stuff go. Just notice what God brings to you. What word or phrase jumps out, and just hold that, kind of repeat it slowly in the quiet, like you're holding it before God and going, hey, what does this mean, and why would you give this word or phrase to me? And He'll hopefully answer if we listen good enough. So anyway, here we go. John 13, 1 to 10. And wait, during the quiet, notice what God brings, a word or a phrase. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for Him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved His own who were in the world, He now showed them the full extent of His love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under His power, and that He had come from God and was returning to God. So He got up from the meal, took off His outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around His waist. After that, He poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around Him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to Him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you. This time, after I read the scripture in the quiet, notice how that word or phrase that God gave you in the first part, how it connects to your life, who you are, your hopes, your dreams, your fears. You can play around with it in your imagination. Your senses, always a good way to, how does it remind you of something that you've smelled or tasted or felt? How does that word or phrase connect to you personally? Just before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that the time had come to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his dear companions, he continued to love them right to the end. It was supper time. The devil by now had Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, firmly in his grip, all set for the betrayal. Jesus knew that the Father had put him in complete charge of everything, that he came from God and was on his way back to God. So he got up from the supper table, set aside his robe, and put on an apron. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples, drying them with his apron. When he got to Simon Peter, Peter said, "Master, you wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You don't understand now what I'm doing, but it will be clear enough to you later." Peter persisted, "You're not going to wash my feet, ever." Jesus said, "If I don't wash you, you can't be part of what I'm doing." "Master," said Peter, "then not only my feet then, wash my hands, wash my head." Jesus said, "If you've had a bath in the morning, you only need your feet washed now and you're clean from head to toe. My concern, you understand, is holiness, not hygiene. So now you're clean, but not every one of you." going to read the scripture a third time. And this time, listen for an invitation from God. A lot of times when we read scripture, we look for something new that we've learned. And that's an invitation to learn something new. We also sometimes look for something that we should do. Invitation from God to do something. Another way to look at it is God invites us to be something, to be someone different, to be in relationship with Him different, to know Him in a different way, to trust Him a little bit more, to let go and surrender a little bit more. So there's lots of different types of invitations, and listen for that invitation that God has for you in the quiet after I read. John 13:1-10. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he should depart out of the world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come forth from God and was going back from God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, girded himself about. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wash them with the towel and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. And so he came to Simon Peter. He said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I do you do not realize now, but you shall understand hereafter." Peter said to him, "Never shall you wash my feet." Jesus answered, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. You are clean, but not all of you." And now the time for noticing and connecting and inviting and being invited is done. And if you can, this is the time to just let it all go. Any stress, any anxiety from our life, don't bring it back yet. Let it just stay floating away from you and let it all go and just be with God. It is an incredible wonder that God desires to be with us. And so in these moments, just rest in His presence and know how much He loves you. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few moments to journal about what you've experienced in your prayer. And as you move on through the rest of your day, take the invitation with you and remind yourself of it over and over again. That God has called you, He's talked to you, He's transforming you, and He invited you, and what He invited you to. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.